Hello, and welcome to Beverage Industries Sip and Learn podcasting series. I'm your host, Jessica Jacobson, editor of Beverage Industry. Today, I am pleased to welcome to the podcast Kyle Cook, founder and CEO of Loverboy, as well as Carl Radke, Loverboy's vice president of sales. Thank you both for joining me today.
Thank you, Jessica. Good to be here.
Wonderful. So to begin our conversation, how would you both describe the health of the ready-to-drink beverage alcohol market?
Well, that's a loaded question. I'll take that one. Listen, I think in the last, I would say 3 years in particular, it's just been a wild, wild ride. You know, I'd say the pivotal point was probably July of 2021 when Boston Beer had their earnings call and basically admitted that they really overshot their forecast. And ever since, you know, wholesalers have been trying to kind of crawl out from underneath the mountain of generic, you know, mainstream hard seltzer that they had in their warehouse. Because for the previous 5 years, right, like White Claw, Truly, they and Loverboy, we all had inventory challenges, right? Like every single summer we sold out. So when there was finally an opportunity to buy, all of wholesale and retail bought in. So I think it's been a wild ride. You know, I think when you think ready to drink, that is, I think, a much better placeholder than like Beyond Beer or Malternatives and every other nickname, right? But if we think about ready to drink, we have the old school full sugar flavored malt beverages, FMBs. We have hard seltzer and hard seltzer like product, including tea seltzers. And then, of course, you have wine and spirit based cocktails with, you know, which a lot of people call RTDs. And I think that we kind of hit, and if there's a bell curve, you know, there is, there's going to be a little less noise and a little less distractions because, you know, I don't want to say the party's over, but there's going to be some SKU rationalization and consolidation. You know, there was, I think, this FOMO that a lot of wholesalers and retailers, you know, succumbed to. They didn't want to miss out on the next big thing. But now when they look at their Beyond Beer ready to drink set, I mean, it's pretty cluttered. There's some dust collecting, and it's really about prioritizing brands that are profitable, that bring in incremental consumers and actually pull. So, you know, it's been a wild ride. We soft launched in New York in the fall of 19 and then launched 3 markets in January of 20. Today we're in 44 states, soon to be 47, with over 170 distributors. And so our health is great. We are growing in a year where there's been some contraction, you know, and we're continuing to innovate, you know, and add transparency to an antiquated industry that, you know, quite frankly, trails the rest of food and beverage, right? Like the trends within alcohol, you know, are following trends that food and beverage and non-alcs have set long, long ago. I think that I'm actually excited because if there's less noise and fewer distractions, it's easier for wholesalers and retailers to prioritize the brands that actually differentiate. It's not just another seltzer on the shelf, you know, claiming to be a premium brand. You know, we're using, you know, better quality ingredients. All our products are gluten-free, dairy-free, and better for you in the sense that, you know, they've got a fraction of the calories of some of our competitors, you know. That's kind of how I'm seeing things.
Great. Well, I'd like to focus a little bit more about Loverboy, and that is that Loverboy is one of the fastest growing makers of premium sparkling hard teas, spritzes, and canned cocktails. But most recently, you guys unveiled a new package design in conjunction with the 8-pack variety pack. Could you share what prompted the packaging update and why you opted to roll it out on the latest variety pack?
Yeah, I'll jump in on this. You know, we've been hard at work for a couple of years now with our brand. And I think we, you know, kind of come to known as like this loud, colorful, bright package on the shelf. And I think we really wanted just to update the look and really set the table for the next phase of our brand and next phase of our growth, which I think since our outset of being, you know, in six packs, you know, a lot of fans and people at retailers included were asking, you know, about a variety pack. So we wanted to do something different and really launch something that popped off the shelves. And I think you'll see, you know, you'll still see some of the trueness in our original logo, but our newest design, you know, is a little bit bolder, a little more loud, even more loud than before. And the goal really is to stand out on the shelf. I mean, before we entered the market, there was a sea of white cans, white packaging. And, you know, again, we really wanted just to separate ourselves from the rest. But the good news is, you know, you'll see our original logo and our packaging on some original and existing flavors, but that will get phased out in probably mid of 2023 before the summer hits. You know, so we still have some of those brands out in the market, but yeah, the variety pack is currently in stores. You know, we've gone nationwide with Kroger, Total Wine. So if you're actually you can kind of see it in the back corner here, but the package really, it does pop. And I think that's what's really been, you know, something about Loverboy that it just stands out. You don't have to be familiar with anything about us, but you know, it's going to definitely stop you in your tracks when you see it. So last but not least, I mean, it's going to be the same recipes and same fresh products. You know, like Kyle mentioned, we use really high quality ingredients, things that taste phenomenal, and a product that people want to continue to drink and tell their friends about. So I think the packaging is awesome. You know, we kind of joke it's like Loverboy Botox. But yeah, we're pumped about what we've done with our new innovations and the new product designs.
I'll just add that one of the biggest changes we made was taking the logo. We kind of split it, you know, for the first iteration where Loverboy was on two lines. But it is one word. And, you know, we wanted to make sure that, you know, Loverboy is just such a memorable name, and the packaging was eye-catching, but we wanted to just kind of amplify that. And by going vertical with the logo, we could get it back onto one line and then add a drop shadow that would allow us to have contrast. You know, it's kind of interesting. Our number one SKU, which is our white tea peach kissed with lavender, it's actually the most subtle when it comes to the packaging. So if that white tea peach is actually all on its own, you know, the little itty bitty six pack on the shelf, it's actually pretty easy to walk by it because it's that kind of light pink color that the white logo actually doesn't really contrast with all that well. Now we always ask our retailers, you know, and wholesale partners to make sure we're creating that billboard effect. You know, so usually that white tea peach is joined by some more colorful, you know, SKUs. But that was just kind of one of those things that you just don't realize until you have your brand out in the wild and you see how it's merchandised, right? Like, you know, when I originally worked with my wife on the packaging design, we just assumed, oh, all the six packs will have the wide side facing out. I mean, you have no control over how these get merchandised. Some shelves are different sizes. You're trying to fit in as much as possible. So it might be the end. It might be the side. It might be the top. And so you have to take these learnings. And even though you feel like you've created this iconic brand that's on all over our TV shows, not being so conservative that you don't have the guts to kind of, you know, challenge yourself and improve upon what we felt was already a great brand. So it was a huge process. You know, we worked with a branding agency, and, you know, and now of course we're first starting out with the variety pack, but we continue to produce fresh liquid in the core SKUs, our six packs with the original branding. We're going to still continue to, you know, create fresh product well into 2023. But over time, all of the packaging will feature this new look.
Yeah, you definitely can get that billboard effect, as you mentioned. So wonderful. Now I'd kind of like to examine the contents of the eight pack, which you guys feature four new hard tea flavors, which are mango pear, pineapple hibiscus, half tea and half lemonade, and black cherry vanilla. How do these flavors complement the existing Loverboy portfolio while also helping to reach the evolving need states of today's consumers?
Yeah, so what we noticed, you know, when we launched our strawberry lemonade, which is our fourth core SKU, we kind of upped the natural sweeteners. We use a good amount of monk fruit, for example, because strawberry lemonade is one of those SKUs where it's like you really kind of need a little extra sweetness to bring that lemonade flavor out. And as a company as a whole, our products have more flavor than the average hard seltzer, but that SKU in particular, and people absolutely loved it, right? What we realized is there's this kind of pendulum swinging back towards flavor. People pantry loaded, you know, basic hard seltzer the entire pandemic. And let's be honest, they all kind of taste the same. If you've had a black cherry from White Claw, it kind of tastes like Truly, and it kind of tastes like Bud Light seltzer. So I think people want variety. They want new flavors to try, but I think they actually want more flavor, right? Like we could come out with a black cherry that tastes just like a hard seltzer, but what's the point? No one needs that. So when we looked at our innovation, it was really just, how do we continue to be unique and differentiate? And then also, since we have the best-selling six-pack in this category, how do we prevent cannibalizing our own sales, right? If you just take the four six-pack flavors and shove that into a variety pack, that's a great way to ensure that way few people buy a higher margin six-pack product. All of our existing and kind of original flavors were associated with the summer season, particularly like a lemon iced tea, for example. We wanted to also create some new flavors with some more punch that would also kind of translate to something you drink in some of these colder months. So we have four flavors, and we chose to go an 8-pack, kind of taking a page out of High Noon's book. You know, we're a premium brand like High Noon. We want to keep the variety pack price below 20. That's tough to do if you put 12 cans in it. So we started with an 8-pack, and we wanted to do four totally new, totally different Loverboy flavors. And yes, there's some kind of bright summer citrus notes, but then there's some floral and some crisp flavors for fall. So I'm going to kind of go from the lightest to the boldest. Pineapple hibiscus. You know, we hadn't done anything with pineapple across the board, even in our RTDs. Pineapple is a widely popular flavor. I believe it's actually the number one 4-pack for High Noon. But mixing it in with some type of tea. So in this case, it's not technically tea, but it's prepared the same way. It's hibiscus. Now, hibiscus is ranked as one of the top, you know, food trends for like the third consecutive year. It's a great way to add flavor and make something a little more unique than just a generic pineapple. I think what you have, the end result is something super light, refreshing, that's pretty seltzer-like aside from the hibiscus. Next up is our mango pear. I mean, look, tropical flavors are booming even in the colder months. And this flavor combination just really resonated. The mango brings that tropical flair. Pear is a fruit that actually, I believe, hits its peak season during the colder months. And just you combine them together, little more flavor than I would say the pineapple hibiscus, but pretty seltzer-like in terms of, you know, what you can expect. That said, it's made with white tea, so there's a little more sophistication going on there. And we are using real juices and purees and not just natural flavors, so there is more flavor. Next up, we have, you know, our lemon iced tea, but what we wanted to do was create a true half and half, half tea, half lemonade. Again, crank up the flavor volume, if you will. So this has not only a little monk fruit, but a little stevia to kind of give that lemonade that pop. And once you try this liquid, you'd really have to scratch your head and wonder why you would ever drink a twisted tea half and half ever again. Twisted has 30 grams of sugar per 12 ounces, but they do a lot of their volume in their 25 ounce can. That's about 60 grams of sugar and, I don't know, something like 600 calories. Our 19.2 ounce half and half can has 1 gram of sugar, Because there is a little naturally occurring, you know, sugar from that lemon, that is a little, it's below, you know, less than one in our 12-ounce can. And then, about a fourth of the calories, I think it's about 150, 140 calories in comparison to about 600. So again, people want flavor. And if you like a hard tea, if you like a twisted half and half, but you're sick of the calories, the bloat, and the sugar hangover, you got to give our half and half a try. Last but not least, I'm a little long-winded here, but I'm excited about these flavors. Black cherry vanilla. You know, by adding in that vanilla flavor component and using the high-quality natural sweeteners that we do, what you have here is it's a take on everyone's most popular seltzer, but brings it closer to like a hard soda. I mean, there is a ton of flavor. You almost have to shake your head. This is actually 80 calories. And it's just hard to believe that we've been able to get this much flavor in a liquid that is better for you. You know, Amanda set out to create kind of like a cherry cola or like a diet Dr. Pepper, but not using artificial sweeteners and whatnot. And I think we knocked it out of the park. So there's your four new flavors, really runs the gamut. Everybody has a different, you know, different favorite. And our very first, like I said, variety pack that, you know, we have nationwide distribution with Total and Total Wine and Kroger.
Great. Well, you also touched upon my next question, which is I wanted to talk about, you guys also debuted the first ever 19.2-ounce can for Loverboy in white tea peach, strawberry lemonade, and half tea and half lemonade varieties. What opportunities will this new packaging format offer the brand as well as its wholesale and retail partners?
Yeah, I'll chime in here. So, you know, the decision to launch this was a no-brainer. You know, we've really wanted to provide our retailers and our consumers, you know, more options and more opportunities to grab our product. Obviously, single serve, you know, the performances of these products have been on the rise ever since, you know, the pandemic and, you know, grab and goes, convenience, and then specifically stadiums and arenas and venues and festivals. You know, we've had some opportunities, but, you know, the biggest challenge was we didn't have the right format size. So we're going to really give everybody what they love about our brand, but in a taller version. So we brought to you the white tea peach, which is probably our number one seller across the board. And then strawberry lemonade, which is also a top favorite. And then like Kyle mentioned, you know, the half and half, half tea lemonade option was really something to go, you know, to compete with the other big boy teas like Twisted or Arnold Palmer, but at a fraction of the sugar and calories. You know, we were inspired a lot by Twisted, but, you know, being able to offer our consumers something lower sugar and lower calorie, but also within the branding and the size gives people more liquid and something to enjoy, you know, and an experience that, you know, a lot of times you look around at a concert and, you know, it's kind of the same old song. So we're really excited about, you know, the opportunity to provide some single serve for, like I said, stadiums, arenas, and, you know, music festivals and things like that. So I'm hard at work on our side, you know, getting our brand in front of the right people, whether it's, you know, baseball fields or music festivals. You know, we're really excited about where this, you know, these tall formats can really open up doors. And then also in the convenience stores, you know, so from the 7-Elevens of the world to even your Kroger's, you know, the single serves continue to grow. And I think offering, you know, the consumer something that's better for you is, you know, definitely going to be a great opportunity for us.
Yeah. I'll also add just in terms of the decision as to you know, now we have eight different flavors on the tea side. How do we choose these three? White tea peach, that's our number one SKU. In fact, we were the first, you know, better for you kind of player within this fourth category to come out with a peach. No other seltzer companies had done peach at the time. So it's a phenomenal SKU for us. Strawberry lemonade, like I said, it's a bold flavor. It has mainstream appeal. Everybody can kind of wrap their head around what strawberry lemonade might taste like when they're looking at it on the shelf. And then the half and half. You know, Carl mentioned convenience. I mean, part of the reason we committed to the, you know, building out a network of beer wholesalers was so we could have a strong presence in convenience. And when you look at convenience, Twisted has something like 40% of the single serve market, right? Like, it's an insane brand. And when you look at C-Store, it is the king. And my whole position is, hey, there's a time and place for a Twisted. Don't get me wrong. I used to love it, but like, I'm 40. I can't be taking in half of my calories for the day with one beverage. And let's be honest, who drinks one? You're usually having a couple. So our half and half is designed to truly create a better for you alternative for the consumer that wants to go in, have a full flavor experience, but wants to ditch the calories and the carbs. And that's just, you know, that's what we offer, you know, throughout our portfolio is this better for you DNA, but better tasting products. And we launched the 19.2s because we were asked by our wholesalers and asked by our retailers and asked by our consumers, you know, give me something that makes sense at a festival or at a venue. And we went with 19.2 versus the, you know, it seems like a lot of hard seltzers were once in 19.2 and now we're in 24. Look, our target consumer, you know, is anywhere from 55 to 75% female. 24 ounce cans look incredibly odd in the hands of a woman or most women. So, it's also, I mean, guy or girl, by the time you're down to those last couple ounces of liquid in a 24 ounce can, it's flat and warm. So we thought, hey, we're a premium brand. We're going to have a higher premium price point. You know, we're going to provide more profitability to our wholesale and retail partners because of that, but let's scale it down to a 19.2. We thought that was the perfect size, and it's a way to kind of optimize, you know, our wholesalers and retailers' most precious commodities, which is warehouse and shelf space.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Kyle and Carl, for sharing with us about the latest happenings that are taking place with Loverboy.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Jessica.
We appreciate the support and the opportunity to talk about the brand. You know, it's been a wild ride, you know, but I think this is kind of the next chapter for this fourth category. It's really about when the dust settles, who's left standing.
Yes, and we'll definitely be eager to hear about all your new happenings coming forward.
Thank you. Thank you.
Sounds good. Thanks, Jessica.
Thank you. And for the latest innovations hitting the beverage market, be sure to check back with Beverage Industry Sip and Learn podcasts.